The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swiger. It's the 14th June, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past couple of days coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, it's about to get personal on Twitter. No, not the way you're thinking. Nah, Twitter's ready to send you some personalized news notifications now. Yes, Twitter announced yesterday an upcoming addition to its suite of mobile notifications. Yay, more notifications. That is going to give you personalized news that are basically based on your interests. Now, yeah, Twitter does offer news notifications right now, but as the title suggests, they want to make it a little bit more tailored to you. Meaning if you want to see what's happening in the world of politics, maybe you'll just get that now. Or if you're just the biggest Justin Bieber fan, you gotta have all the latest news, and that's what they're gonna send you. Sorry, threw up my mouth there. Now for the personalized news notifications, no, don't look for them today, sorry. They're actually going to be rolling out in the coming weeks. Was HoloLenses 1. Yes, but now from the Microsoft universe, Microsoft is going to unveil HoloLenses 2. Although it's probably going to be a while before these things actually come out. Probably late this year, at least according to Paul Thurrott's at the Thurrott.com website. Those of you that have been hearing about this, that code name was actually called Sydney. And being the fact that they still have a code name, meaning, yeah, it's going to be a little bit before we'll actually see the things. What we do know about them, though, is they're going to include an improved field of view and be a hell of a lot lighter. Yeah, that's what a lot of people were complaining about with the one version. Hopefully, also, they'll be a bit more comfortable to wear. Other things we're hearing about the new HoloLenses 2 headset. Apparently, they're going to be powered by an ARM-based processor inside that's supposed to help battery life. We'll see. And supposedly, we'll also have the latest generation of the Kinect sensor. Ring! Yes, you're familiar with them, aren't you? Yeah. Sorry if this is going to sound like an advertisement. It's not, I swear. But we kind of been wondering, when you're going to get into the home security business? I mean, like, for your whole home. Well, they're going to do it. That's right, get ready for the Ring full home security system. That's going to get you an alarm, a keypad, and a whole bunch of damn sensors around your house. The thing's actually going to be called Ring Alarm. And you're probably thinking, oh yeah, I remember this. This was from last October. Yeah, you would be correct. Of course, they had a lawsuit to kind of go through a little bit there, and a lot of delays to deal with on top of that, but finally, we might have actually arrived at the release date. The system's actually going to start at $199, and I know you're thinking, whoo, that's cheap. Yeah, let's read on, because it actually only comes with one motion sensor, and if you want more of them, that's about $30 a piece. Also only comes with one single door and window sensor. Yeah, those are $20 a piece. Start adding up your doors and windows, you're thinking, whoa, this is going to add up. Plus, of course, on top of that, you're going to have the professional monitoring fee. That will be about $10 a month. All right, so now they got your interest peaked. When's the release date? July 4th. Yes, next month. Don't hold your breath. We've been down this road before. Plex is wanting to be definitely more integrated in your living room, especially with your live TV. So much so that now they're finally giving you that traditional grid-style guide for your television. Now to backpedal a little bit here, we all know that Plex now can integrate with your over-the-air television. Of course, it still does the other things too, with your downloaded movies and TV shows from legitimate sources, right? Yeah, okay. But of course, if you're on that Plex monthly pass, you can watch live TV content too and record it to your personal DVR. All right, now we got you caught up. Now let's get on to the new grid view. Well, there's really nothing new about it. Looks pretty similar to what you'd see on your set-top boxes for your standard television. But it's a hell of a lot better than it was before, because Plex, yeah, they just had a list before. Yeah, not user-friendly at all. For now, however, though, Plex is saying the feature is live on the web version, and supposedly is coming to other platforms in the future, though they didn't say when. Finally, here's something that's interesting. The moon. Yeah, that right there. Yeah, it is kind of interesting already. But no. How about the moon and a lawsuit? Believe it or not, these two are actually going to connect. Seems a woman who was actually a child when this was given to her by Neil Armstrong himself. Yeah, she actually got a vial of moon dust. How sweet, huh? Not to mention it was given by the man himself. I mean, how cool is that? But NASA, yes, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. That vial, that ain't yours. Why is that? Well, a apparently it takes the position of the private persons cannot own lunar material. Because, yeah, it's government property. Well, the woman now all grown up ain't gonna take this crap. She is suing NASA. Now, funny enough, according to the woman's lawyer, they're actually stating that there is no law against private persons owning lunar material. Lunar material's not contraband. It's not illegal to own or possess. So they kind of saying one thing and another person saying another thing. And probably in the end, it'll be lawyers that'll win anyways. Wouldn't it be funny, though, if the dust that everybody's fighting over actually isn't from the moon, it's just from Neil's backyard? If you've got a story and no one else is listening, well, come on over. Send it to us, BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website for everything that is BTN. Podcast, blog, reviews, it's all over there. It's all for you and it's all for free. Also, check out our social media destinations, Facebook, Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, we'd love for you to be a part of it. If you're not already, come on over and join us. BritishTech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning for your Friday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a wonderful Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.